All right, well, good morning, church. Let's try that again. Good morning, CBC.
早安, CBC.
If I can ask you, invite you to open your Bibles this morning with me to Ephesians.
今天请大家, 翻开你的圣经, 我们要讲的是以弗所圣书, 以弗所书。
And as you're turning there, let me ask God to bless our time.
在开始以前, 我们先祷告。
Father in heaven, we ask that this morning you would open our eyes to see great things from your word.
亲爱的天父, 请你今天早上打开我们的眼睛, 让我们听到这些话。
Lord, show us and teach us new applications from your word that we can apply to our life.
从你给我们在圣经里的话, 让我们有新的学习。
We pray this for your glory, our good, and our unity.
我们求你这些话语都是对我们有益处，让我们有合一的。Amen. 祷告，阿门。
This morning, I want us to take a jet tour together through the book of Ephesians.
今天早上，我就要跟大家很纵览一下以弗所书。
And I want us to look specifically at what this letter to the Ephesians teaches us about unity.
主要是要, 讲在以弗所书里面讲到教会的合一。
What it teaches us about the threats to our unity.
我们的教会的合一, 主要的教会的合一。
And how we are to maintain our unity.
我们怎么样能够保持教会的合一。
When I was in high school, I took a journalism class.
我以前在高中的时候, 选过一门课叫做新闻学。
And one of my assignments was to cover a current event.
有一项, 课程, 有一个功课, 就是要去, 参加一个, 一件事件, 然后把它写下来。
And at the time, unfortunately, in my city, there was a KKK rally going on.
在那个时候, 很不幸, 有一个3K党的事件。
If you're not familiar with the KKK, it's a white supremacy group.
3K党, 他们是一些白人的一个权势。
When I arrived with some other colleagues from school,
我到达那个现场的时候, 还有一些, 其他学校的, 其他的同学同事。
There was another group there called the Black Panthers.
还有另外的一个集团叫做黑豹党。
Which if you don't know about them, they're a black supremacy group.
那个黑豹党的话就是刚好跟KKK、3K相反，是黑人的一个权势。
But if that wasn't enough, when we arrived, there was also a very large group of the LGBT as well.
这样子已经很糟糕了，结果还有另外一个集团，就是同性恋的集团。
I have never seen a more disunified group of people in my entire life.
从来没有看过这么不同的一些人在一起。
It was a very nasty
非常混乱,
group of people together.
一群人在一起。
There was so much animosity and hatred.
很多的敌对仇恨。
Each group was hurling vulgar language at one another.
每一个团队都跟另外一个团队非常的敌对，互相攻击。
Some were even physically spitting on each other.
甚至会互相吐口水。
It was very hard to witness.
真的是一片狼藉，不堪入目。
Well, in the first century,
在第一世纪的时候,
this same type of animosity existed between two people groups.
这种同样的这种仇恨的对立的情况也是存在的。
Those people were the Jews and the Gentiles.
是犹太人, 和外邦人。
And these two groups despised one another.
这两个群族群不同的人，他们就是互相的仇恨攻击。
These people would not talk to each other.
他们不会互相谈话。
They would not eat together.
不会在一起吃饭。
They would not work together.
不会在一起工作。
They would definitely not touch one another.
他们不会互相身体的接触。
Or even be found in the same space together.
也不会在同一个空间里面存在。
My question this morning is, how can two people or two groups of people hate each other so much and yet be unified?
今天我们要讨论的就是这两个这么不同、这么仇恨的互相仇恨的人在一起，怎么能够联合合一在一起呢？
And that is the question that Paul answers in the book of Ephesians.
这就是保罗在以弗所书里面给我们的答复。
And the answer is, we'll see this morning, the one thing that can bring two groups of people who despise each other together is the gospel.
这个答案把这两个完全不同仇恨的人在一起，能够把他们合一在一起，答案就是福音。
It is, the Bible teaches, it is our salvation through Christ that unites us all together.
我们答案就是因为神给我们的救恩能够让我们合在一起。
Whether you are Jewish, Chinese, gay, straight,
我们不论你是犹太人、中国人、同性恋的人，
Whether you're black, white, law abiding, or in prison,
黑人或者是白人或者是守法律的守律法的人或者是在监狱里犯罪的人。
Whether you are rich or homeless,
不论你是有钱人还是没无家可归的。
We are all one in Christ through the gospel.
在神的家里面我们因为福音我们都是在一起的。
There's a little sheet on your chair that gives us a little outline. If you want to grab that and follow with us this morning, you are welcome to do that.
你们我们椅子上面都有一个小的纸张，如果你想要写今天的牧师讲的话都可以写在上面。
And the first point this morning is, as Christians who have been saved by Christ, I want us, number one, if you're taking notes, to embrace our unity.Number one, embrace our unity.
今天我们要讲的第一个，要怎么样能够合一？我们要紧抱，我们要拥抱，我们的紧紧的抓住合一。
Sometimes I feel like Christians think it's their job to create or develop unity.
有的时候，有一些基督徒他会觉得说，这个不是他的工作。
But what I want us to see this morning is that we are already one through salvation in Christ.
但是今天早上我要讲的就是说我们都已经在经过同一个保险。
Look at this with me. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Look at verse 3 and 4 with me.
我们现在来看以弗所书第一章第三跟第四节。
Read with me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
以弗所书第一章第三节第四节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
We see in these two verses that God the Father has chosen us.
从这两节圣经里面大家看到神拣选了我们。
He has handpicked every single Christian to be in his family.
他亲自一个一个的拣选了我们每一个人。
This is the doctrine of election.
这就是圣经的话语。
Before you were even born, the Bible says, God handpicked you to be in his family.
在我们出生以前，神就已经拣选了我们。
He handpicked you and I to be with him together forever as his family.
我们被拣选在一个家庭里面。
I want you to look at verse 7. It says, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
以弗所书第一章第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
It says, "In Him, who's Him? It's Christ."
就他这个里面讲到说，他这个他是指谁？就是指耶稣基督。
The Scripture teaches that the Father chose us.But here in verse 7, we see that the Son redeems us.
这神拣选了我们，在这第七节里面讲说，神的爱子赎罪，为我们赎罪。
It says that Jesus shed his blood for every single one of us.
基督为我们留下宝血，为了我们。
We are all of us cleansed.By the same blood.
我们每一位基督徒都被耶稣基督的宝血洗净了。
Now look at verse 13. It says, In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
再看第十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Paul writes here in verse 13, he says, When you heard the gospel and believed, God sealed you with his Holy Spirit.
这句话告诉我们，当我们被神拣选的时候，神就把他的圣灵印记在我们的身上。
Paul is teaching in verse 13 that we all have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
保罗告诉我们，我们每一个人都被圣灵充满。
We've all been baptized into one Spirit.
我们都是用圣灵给我们洗净，洗礼。
So in just these first 14 verses of Ephesians,
就是这前面第十四节一到十四节的以弗所书里面
，We learn that all of us have been chosen by the Father.
我们知道我们每一个基督徒都是被神亲自拣选的。
All of us have been redeemed by His blood.
我们每一个人都被神的宝血赎罪。
And all of us have been filled with His Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都被圣灵充满。
We have all Christians been saved out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of his dear son, the church.
我们每一个人都从黑暗的权势里面被救出来，进到神的国度里面。
Flip over to chapter 2, verse 12, and see what Paul says here.
我们看以弗所书第二章十二节。
He says, Christians, remember that you were at one time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
以弗所书第二章十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
Paul is saying that before our salvation, we were all Christless, we were all homeless, and we were all hopeless.
保罗告诉我们，我们在没有认识神以前，没有被我们都是一个没有希望、没有指望、没有家、无家可归的人。
What does it mean to be Christless?
什么叫做没有基督呢？
It means that we were separated from Christ. We didn't have Christ to reconcile us to God.
意思就是说，我们没有耶稣基督让我们来再跟神和好。
Paul said we were homeless before Christians.
我们是无家可归的人。
We were excluded from God's kingdom. We were not children of God, but we were aliens and strangers to the kingdom of God.
我们没有被神拣选的话，我们是外星人，好像是外星人一样，不在神的家里面，无家可归的人。
He says in verse 12, we were also hopeless.
也是我们真的是没有希望的人。
We had no eternal hope.
我们没有永恒的希望。
All our hope was earthly.
我们的希望都在这个世界上。
We had nothing to live for past your last day on earth.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们没有任何的东西再继续下去了。
But look at verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
那十三节就是说，但是我们今天在神的家里面了，那就是完全是靠他的血已经得到跟可以神跟神亲近了。
And then look how beautiful verse 19 is. He says, So then, Christian, you are no longer now strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
第二章十九节二十节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅。是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
What unites us as Christians is not the color of our skin, it's not the language we speak, it's not the building that we meet in.
我们基督徒并不是我们的皮肤的颜色，或者是我们所讲的言语，或者是我们所住的在的地方。
But what unites us is what Paul says here is that we are all saved by the same blood.
让我们合一的是因为我们全部都是被同样的基督的宝血来拯救的。
We are all members of God's household.Through the Holy Spirit.
我们在耶稣基督里的在家庭里面的成员就是因为神的宝血。
And we are all striving to build our lives on the same foundation, the Word of God.
我们都努力的在神的话语上面建造自己。
If you're not familiar with the book of Ephesians, the first three chapters explains our unity.
以弗所书第一章到第三章就是在讲合一。
Paul explains how Jew or Gentile, Black, White, Chinese, Korean, Indian or Latin are all one in Christ through the blood, through the spirit, and through the word.
无论我们是犹太人、中国人、韩国人、拉丁裔的黑人、白人，各种不同的人种，但是我们都是在同一个耶稣基督的宝血拯救我们，给我们的恩典。
Then in chapters 4 through 6,
第四章到第六章，
Paul calls us as Christians to walk in a manner that matches our calling.
保罗说我们被拣选的人我们应该走在神呼召我们的目的上面要跟他相称。
Look at chapter 4 with me, if you will.
第四章
In chapter 4, Paul calls us as Christians who are already one in Christ to walk in unity.
保罗要我们在在神的呼召里面，我们走的路上要合一，要以合一为一个重要的目标。
Starting in verse 17, he calls us to walk in holiness.
十七节，他说我们要走在很合一的路上。
Chapter 5, verse 1, he calls us to walk in love.
第五章是说我们要走在爱心的路上。
Chapter 5:15, he calls us to walk in wisdom.
我们要有智慧。
Chapter 5:22 through 33, he calls wives to submit to their husbands.
第五章二十二节，是说，做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
In those same verses, he calls husbands to love their wives.
也告诉丈夫要爱自己的妻子。
In chapter 6, he calls children to obey their parents.
第六章是讲，做子女的要孝顺父母。
And parents to discipline and instruct their children.
做父母的要教育子女。
In chapter 6, verse 5, he calls us to work diligently at our jobs, not as people pleasers, but to serve and honor God.
第六章第五节以后是说我们在外面工作的人，我们是还是为神，以神为神工作，荣耀神，不是为让人高兴而做的事情。
And then he ends the book in chapter 6 with an urgent call to prepare for spiritual battle. Why?
第六章最后结束就是要告诉我们大家要随时准备属灵的战争。为什么我们要准备属灵的战争？
Because Paul understands that everything he just taught up to chapter 6, the devil is going to try to unravel.
因为保罗很知道魔鬼他会随时要侵犯这我们的合一教会的这些事情。
The devil is going to try to attack all of it.
魔鬼他会对这些所有我们刚才提到的这些事情，前面五章六章讲的，他都会要来破坏。
He will try to attack the unity of the church.
他会破坏教会的合一。
He will try to attack the purity of the church.
他会破坏教会的
圣洁。The level of love in the church.
教会里面的爱心。
He will attack the role of the husband in the church.
他会让做丈夫的不是做合适的丈夫。
He will attack the role of the wife in the church.
他会让在教会里做太太的。
He will seek to destroy the relationship between parents and children in the church.
还有小孩子父母亲的关系。
So this is why Paul writes in chapter 6, we as Christians must understand and believe that we are in a deep spiritual battle.
这就是保罗在以弗所书里面要强调的，我们会随时被仇敌来攻击，所以我们要随时的准备这个属灵上的征战。
We must believe as Christians, though, that we already share a deep spiritual unity.
我们必须要有一个很深刻的合一的观念。
And so in this passage or this book, Paul teaches us that we not only need to embrace our unity.
所以保罗强调我们不但要紧紧握住我们的合一。
But we need to, secondly, we need to guard our unity.
我们还要保守，随时要保守，保持住我们的合一。
We need to stand against the things that threaten our unity.
我们要要来抵抗外仇敌的不让我们合一的。
Look at chapter 6, verse 10 with me.
第六章。
Paul writes, finally, at the end of this letter, he says, finally, Christians, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Why do we need to be strong in the Lord?
为什么我们需要刚强呢？
Because as I said already, everything that you've learned up to this point, the devil is going to seek to unravel.
因为我们知道我们的仇敌，他我们想要做的事情，他一定会来破坏。
And this is why Paul is charging us as Christians to be strong.
所以保罗强调我们必须要强。
What type of strong is Paul talking about?
哪一种的刚强，这个保罗是在强调的呢？
Is he speaking of being strong in the mind?
是说我们要有很强的主见吗？
Does he want us to all go to the gym and just become real strong physically?
还是我们身体要很强壮呢？
He wants you to be strong emotionally, right? Just don't cry. Whatever you do, don't cry. Just be strong. Is that what he's talking about?
还是我们就是很意志的坚强。
Just be strong in volition. Just be real committed. Just real, real, real committed. Is that what he's talking about?
就是很坚强，或者是很坚强的意志。
No, he says what in verse 10? Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
不是的，我们是要在靠主坚强，在主里面刚强。
The way we as Christians remain strong is by being in Christ.
我们在主里面刚强，我们就是要在主里刚强。
It means being very, very close to Christ.
就是要跟主非常非常的接近。
I want you to think of yourself as a little paperclip. Okay.
我们可以想象我们自己好像是一个回纹针。
We all know that paper clips are just very thin pieces of aluminum that are easily breakable.
回纹针是很容易被它是很细小的东西，很容易被破坏掉。
Very flimsy, very easy to break.
很容易被破坏掉。
That's you, and that's me.
那是你，也是我。
Now I want you to think of Christ as a steel beam.
我们想象我们的神耶稣基督是一个钢筋。
Completely unbreakable.
是不能够被破坏掉的。
What happens when you weld that little paper clip to that steel beam?
如果我们把这个回纹针很细小的东西焊接在这个钢筋上面。
You become unbreakable.
那就这个回纹针就不会被破坏掉，那我们就不会被破坏掉。
Not because of who you are.
不是因为我们自己。
But because of who you're welded to.
而是因为我们所靠的东西。
Being strong in the Lord and the strength of His might is what it looks like when you weld yourself to Christ.
所以我们讲的刚强是好，我们怎么样把我们自己连接焊接跟耶稣基督在一起。
Now how do you practically do that?
那实际上我们怎么能够做到这样呢？
How do you weld yourself to Christ so that you are strong in the Lord? How do you do it?
我们怎样把我们自己焊接在神的跟神接在一起呢？
Well, he tells us in verse 11, look. He says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
这以弗所书第六章第十一节就告诉我们，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Paul is teaching us here that the devil is a real enemy to us.
保罗就是告诉我们，这个是有魔鬼真的是会攻击我们，我们要怎么样来抵挡。
He is not some type of figure of speech.
他不是只是讲一些话。
For all the evil in the world.
在破坏的很坏的事情。
He's a real adversary.
他是真的有一些行动。
Peter likens him to a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
彼得用好像是一个吼叫的狮子来形容魔鬼。
And he is working overtime to destroy the church.
这个吼叫的狮子就是魔鬼，随时 随地。
And the devil doesn't only attack the church from the outside, but the Bible teaches us that he'll attack the church right here from the inside.
这个魔鬼他破坏教会，不只是在教会外面，他也会在教会里面。
So then what are these schemes of the devil that we need to be on guard against?
所以我们随时要小心。
First of all, before I give you a few, let's just define what a scheme is.
它的是诡计是什么呢？
A scheme is not a frontal assault.
这个诡计不是当面的冲突。
Rather, it is a secret, devious, underhanded plot or method.
而是很不让人不知不觉的做的一些事情。
There are many schemes that the devil uses.
魔鬼有很多的诡计。
But let me just give you this morning four methods the devil uses to divide and disrupt unity in the church.
今天早上我用四个例子来讲这个魔鬼的诡计是怎么样来影响到教会的合一。
I think a good place to start is just let's just start with the devil's name.
我们从第一个从这个魔鬼这个名字来讲。
The devil comes from a Greek word, which is diabolos.
魔鬼这个字从希腊的原文来讲是 diabolos.
And diabolos is defined or translated slanderer.
翻译过来就是谗言说谗言的人。
The devil by nature, his name, he's a slanderer.
所以魔鬼他的天性就是会说谗言的人。
And the devil is working overtime to incite people in the church to be like him.
他这个魔鬼他就是会在谗言说谗言，而且在甚至在教会里面。
So if you're taking notes this morning, the four schemes the devil uses, the first one we want to talk about this morning is slander.
所以第一个我们要讲的就是谄说谄言的人。
Slander is speech that injures.
谄言，什么叫做谄言呢？就是会伤害到别人。
It's speech that attacks another person or is abusive.
说他讲出来的话是攻击别人。
In court, it carries the meaning or the idea of falsely accusing another.
在法庭里面的话，这个字就是说是做假的见证。
Exodus 20:16 says, "You shall not bear false witness about your neighbor."
出埃及记20:16，不可做假见证陷害人。
Leviticus 19:16 says,You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor.
利未记19:16也说，不可在民中往来搬弄是非，也不可与邻舍为敌。
And 1 Peter 2:1 it says, So put away all malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander.
彼得前书第二章第一节，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并善报、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
The devil is constantly trying to incite us to be and act like him.
魔鬼就是一直在破坏，一直想要我们跟他学习，好像做这些事情。
The second scheme that the devil is very good at is sowing discord. Listen to what he says in Proverbs 16.
第二个方法，魔鬼会用的诡计，现在我们用箴言里面来说。
Haughty eyes, these are the seven things that the Lord detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans,Feet that make haste to run into evil, a false witness that breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers.
箴言第六章讲耶和华所恨恶的事情，就是高傲的眼、撒谎的舌、流无辜人的血的手、图谋恶计的心、 飞跑行恶的脚，吐谎言的假见证，并弟兄中分散纷争的人。
One of the seven things that the Lord hates are those who sow discord among his people.
这就是神所厌恶的七件事情，在弟兄中散播谣言。
What does it mean to sow discord?
什么是就是这些事情？
It's the act of deliberately creating suspicion or distrust of another person.
他这是什么意思呢？就是说，在讲的话让人家造成对别人的怀疑或者是不喜欢的言语。
We need to be on guard, Paul says, against slander, the devil. We need to be on guard against those who sow discord in the church.And three, we need to be on guard against anger and bitterness. Proverbs 29:22 says, A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression.
所以保罗说，我们要很小心的保守合一，不可以有谗言，不在教会里面谗言，不散播纷争。然后在箴言29章第22节，我们现在在说好气的人，就是讲到生气，好气的人挑起争端，暴怒的人多多犯罪。
Anger and bitterness is the sin of desiring revenge.
生气和怀着苦毒抱怨。
Or treating someone with deep, deep resentment.
对人不肯原谅。
We need to be on guard, Paul is saying in chapter 6, against the schemes of the devil.
我们必须要随时警惕，因为对魔鬼的这些诡计。
And fourthly,Though not comprehensively, these are not all the schemes, but just four this morning. The fourth scheme is the devil uses to divide and destroy the church is the sin of unforgiveness.
最后一个方法我们魔鬼常用的就是不原谅。
The sin of unforgiveness is the refusal to release someone from punishment.
不愿意让别人的过犯得到解脱。
Unforgiveness is the ongoing punishment of another.
不原谅别人就是一种长久的处罚，对别人长久的处罚。
This is the act of holding grudges.
就是一直心里怀着苦毒。
But what does Paul say in 2 Corinthians 2:11? He says, forgive.So that we would not be outwitted by who? Satan. For we are not ignorant of his what? His schemes.
所以在哥林多后书第二章十一节保罗说免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
The devil is a schemer.
魔鬼他就是一个很会有诡计的人。
And he loves when you slander, when you sow discord, when you remain bitter, and when you are unforgiving.
他就是会在我们不原谅，而且会喜欢散播谣言，挑起纷争，而且生气不放过，一直怀着苦毒，这些都是。魔鬼的计谋。
We must believe that we are in a real spiritual battle in the church.
我们必须相信，在教会里面，我们也会有这些属灵的征战。
And if we are not armored up,
如果我们不随时警惕自己
，the devil is going to have his way in your life.
神我们不用神的话语。装备自己，那我们就会被我们的仇敌破坏。
And in this church,
在教会里面
，and it's not going to be good.
这样就不好了。
And therefore, Paul calls us here at the end of Ephesians to be on guard.
所以保罗在以弗所书的最后说要我们随时警惕。
And to make every effort not to be used by the devil.
不能被魔鬼利用。
But to stand strong in the Lord and protect his church.
但是我们要在主里站立刚强来保护我们教会的合一。
So we are, number one, as Christians, we are just called to embrace our unity.
所以第一个就是我们要握紧合一。
We are called to stand strong and guard our unity.
我们要靠主站立随时警惕来保守我们的合一。
And thirdly, if you're taking notes, our last point today is we need to strive to preserve our unity.
最后我们要讲的就是我们要怎么样持守我们的合一。
Let's again just remember over and over that we as Christians are already one. There's already unity here.
我们一再的要强调我们已经是在一个宝血里面在一个家里面我们是合一的。
We are all saved by the same blood.
我们被同样的宝血洗净。
We are all members of God's house through the same Spirit.
我们同样都是在神的家庭里面的一个成员。
And we are all building our lives on the same foundation, the Word of God.
我们都是在神的话语里面建立。
So what Paul calls us to do in Ephesians is not to create unity, but to maintain or preserve our unity.
所以我们强调的不但是要保我们要保持要我们的合一，教会的合一。
I want you to turn in your Bibles to chapter 4.
现在我们看以弗所书第四章。
We are all in this room so different.
我们
We are all so different.
我们每一个人都不一样。
And that's beautiful.
都很漂亮，这是件很好的事情。
That's how God made us.
那就是我们每个人就是不一样，所以是件很好的事情。
But because we are so different,
因为我们不同,
it's easy, very easy to be impatient and sometimes intolerant of one another.
所以因为我们每个人不一样，所以我们很容易会有不同的意见，然后就会失去耐心，然后对大家不能容忍。
And that's why, oh, sorry.And that's why Paul, I want you to look at chapter 4, verse 1. This is why Paul says what he says in verse 1 of chapter 4. He says, I urge you to walk, Christians, in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章第一节说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
He calls us Christians to walk in a manner. What does it mean to walk?
他说我们要行在这个道路上面。这什么意思叫做行在这个道路上面?
The Bible describes our walk as the way that we live, the way that we act, the way that we speak.
这个我们讲说行在就是在教会里面讲的就是说我们的讲出来的话，我们的行为，我们的一些的overall 我们每一个人的做行为、生活讲的话。
He wants us to walk. It says in verse 1, according to our calling. What's our calling?
他说，我们应该要行为做人行为都要。与我们被召的相称。
Your calling is your salvation.
那什么叫做被神呼召？就是我们的恩，我们得到神的恩典。
It's your adoption into God's family. That's your calling. You've been chosen and brought into God's family.
这个就是神拣选了我们到了他的家庭里面，我们变成神的家庭的成员。
And so he just says in verse 1 of chapter 4, he says, just walk worthy of that.
所以这第四章第一节就是说我们要当与蒙召的恩相称。
Just describing the quality of your walk that matches your calling.
我们所有做的事情, 每天的生活都是要与蒙召的相称。
We as Christians are to walk properly.
我们要很适当的。
We are to walk in a way that matches our family name.
我们的做人为人当行事就是要 是我们是属于基督徒，所以我们要跟这个基督徒的相称。
What does a worthy walk look like? Look at verse 2 and 3. He says, walk with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
那什么叫做我们应该怎么做呢？就是第四章第二节讲的，说我们凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。 用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
He says, walk in all humility.
我们要,
if we were going to stay united in the church, we must be humble.
我们如果要大家合一，在教会里面合一的话，我们必须要很谦虚。
Humility is the opposite of pride.
谦虚跟骄傲是相反的。
It's the opposite of being self-centered and wanting things just to go your way.
骄傲的谦虚的相反就是很自私，就只想到自己。
Secondly, he says a worthy walk is a gentle walk. You see that in verse 2? We also to walk not only humbly but gently. What does that mean?
第二点就是说我们要温柔。什么叫做温柔呢？
The Greek word here carries the idea of the opposite of critiquing.
温柔的相反词就是很苛责苛刻。
It's the opposite of fault-finding.
一直找人家的错。
A gentle person is not someone who's always trying to pick out the wrong and the bad.
有温柔的人不会一天到晚找别人的错。
He goes on and say, not only are we to be humble, walk humbly and gentle, but also with what? What's next? Patience.
那另外呢，还需要有忍耐。
Now, this Greek word has the idea of long-suffering.
忍耐的原来的希腊文的意思就是说长久的受苦。
This is not just being like patient in the checkout line, like looking at your watch going, okay, 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 being patient like that. It's not that type of patience.
他这个忍耐的意思并不是说我再等五分钟、十分钟是看这个时间来讲的这种忍耐。
It's patient in the sense that you're willing to endure frustrating, awkward, uncomfortable situations.
这个忍耐是说能够接受在不同不舒服的环境的一些情况之下。
You suffer long with people.
你跟别人一起忍耐一些不是很舒服的情况。
You're long-fused.
是很长期的。
You don't just get frustrated and blow up.
不是觉得不适合就开始发脾气。
Paul says, walk with patience. And lastly, he says, bearing with one another in love.
在最后就是说要用爱心互相宽容。
This is the idea of showing tolerance to one another.
这就是大家能够互相容忍。
It's accepting different preferences and personalities.
我们有不同的意见，不同的喜好。
And lastly, in verse 3, he says, and let us walk with eagerness to maintain unity.
让我们能够照这些很强烈的希望能够我们做这些事情。
To be eager, to be zealous for it.
非常的渴望做这些事情。
And I think it's important to see in verse 3, he says, eager to maintain unity.
渴望我们能够保持持守我们的合一。
Which again, he's just highlighting we already have it. We just need to preserve it. We need to maintain it.
这是强调说我们已经是合一的，但是我们要防止魔鬼的攻击，所以我们要保持合一，要持守我们的合一。
If I could summarize those first four verses, Paul is just saying, walk with Christ-like character.
我们要 综合下来就是，保罗说我们要 行事为人像神的个性。
Character, the Bible says, is so important.
在圣经里面强调这个个性是很重要的。
Not only because it helps maintain the unity of the church,
这个不但帮我们保持教会的合一。
But the Bible says it's the very purpose of your life.
这是事实上是我们生活里面的一个目的。
Famous theologian said this, and I quote, "Happiness is not the end of your life; character is."
以前有一个。
Happiness is not the end of your life; character is.
以前有人说过，一个叫做 Henry Bedford 说。快乐不是生命的终点，我们的个性特性才是。
Our life is not, as Christians, to be pointed at happiness and comfort.
我们的生活，基督徒的生活，并不是快乐或者是很舒适。
The purpose of our life is to be like Christ.
我们的目的，我们的生活目的是要像神。
Romans 8:29 says,He chose us, we saw that in Ephesians 1, to be conformed into the image of His Son. That's why He saved us.
圣经告诉我们，神拣选我们，让我们像他。
Flip back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 real quick, and I want to show you one more thing. It says He, in verse 4, says, God chose us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be what? Holy and blameless.This is the purpose of our life. Character.
我们再回来看以弗所书第一章第四节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
It is really, really important to act like Christ and not the devil if we're going to maintain unity in the church.
所以这个是非常非常重要，我们必须行事为人像神，而不是像撒旦，这个才能够保持教会的合一。
And in chapter 4, Paul highlights one of the biggest ways the devil will try to divide the church. The biggest way.
第四章保罗告诉我们撒旦最大的一个破坏教会合一的事情。
And that is,
就是
unbiblical communication.
不合圣经教导的交流。
In chapter 4 of Ephesians, Paul gives us 4 rules for biblical communication.
保罗在以弗所书告诉我们四个用符合圣经交流的方法。
We all know how important communication, healthy communication is.
我们都知道交流，人和人之间的交流非常非常重要。
But some maybe here today may not be aware of these biblical principles.
但是我们可能有的时候会忽略了，我们的交流并不是符合圣经的。
That God has provided in His Word to protect us.From the devil messing everything up.
神在圣经里面就是告诉我们这些话语，留下这些话语，让我们能够防止预备我们不会被撒旦的话来带领。
Now understand, the devil does not want you to learn and practice these principles that I'm about to show you.
撒旦当然不希望我们能够学到在按照圣经的方法交流。
But God does.
但是神希望我们如此。
And so here they are.
那这也就是。
Give you 4 principles from Ephesians chapter 4 on what biblical communication is.
在以弗所书里面告诉我们四个用符合圣经互相交流的方法。现在我们就讲这四点。
Paul says the first rule of biblical communication is to be honest.
第一个就是要诚实。
Look at chapter 4, verse 25.
以弗所书第四章二十五节。
Paul writes, Christian, therefore having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
以弗所书第四章二十五节， 所以你们要弃绝谎言， 个人与邻舍说实话， 因为我们是互相为肢体。
Paul says, in order to maintain unity in the church, we have to be honest with one another.
保罗强调， 我们要保持教会的合一， 我们必须弟兄姐妹之间互相很诚实的对待。
Now this is much more than just not lying to each other. We all know we shouldn't be lying to each other. But that's Paul saying that, but he's saying so much more.
这个诚实并不是就只是很简单的说不说谎。 我们都知道我们不会说谎。
What Paul is saying here is that we need to be transparent with each other.
我们必须很开诚布公的互相交流。
We are not to expect other people to read our minds.
我们不是希望别人来猜我们在想什么。
We are not to think of other people like, well, you should know this already.
我们不希望说你我不需要讲你已经知你应该知道。
We are to speak the facts to one another lovingly.
我们必须用爱心说诚实话。
Being honest also has the idea of not giving someone the silent treatment.
也不应该对别人不同的待遇。
We all know what the silent treatment is.
用一种很诡计仇恨的方法怨恨的方法。 That is
the opposite of being transparent.
那就是不是诚实的。
Again, we are to speak truth, as Paul says in verse 25, to each other lovingly.
我们25节讲的要互相用诚实用爱心对待。
The second rule that Paul gives us in Ephesians chapter 4 in communication is to keep current.
第二点就是要及时处理。
We see this in verses 26 and 27.
以弗所书第四章二十六跟二十七节。
Paul says, Christian, be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and what? Give no opportunity to who? The devil.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。Paul
says that anger is sinful when it's used to attack another person.
保罗说，生气就是一个很容易去攻击别人的时候。And
sinful anger can take many different forms.
所以我们必须要马上处理。
We can clam up.
我们可以把事情讲明白。
Not talk anymore out of anger.
不是好像不讲话。
We can cut off communication by crying.
有些人会用哭来结束这个讲话。
Sometimes crying is a form of manipulation.
或者是一些很不同的手段。
Sometimes we can cut off communication by threatening or bottom-lining someone.
或者是没有在讨论的余地。
These are expressions of sinful anger.
这些都是人在生气的时候有的时候的表现。
But Paul says in verse 26, he says, Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
保罗在强调说，不可含怒到日落。He
says, we are, what is he saying there? He's saying we are to deal with our problems quickly.
我们必须要有问题的时候应该要马上处理。We are to
deal with our problems today.
今天就把它解决。We
are to keep short accounts of sin.
把这个罪 减到最短的时间。
Why? Why should we keep short accounts of sin?
为什么我们需要及时解决呢？
Because when little sins are not dealt with quickly,
因为如果一个小的罪过不马上处理的话，
and they're allowed to fester for days, weeks, months, sometimes even years,
如果我们让它一直继续到有时候超过几月或甚至到一年的时间，
little things in the church start to mount and mount and mount and become dividing walls in the church.
这种小的罪就会一直累积，变成好像一个很大的墙。
And this is exactly what the devil wants.
这个墙在教会里面，这就是撒旦希望看到的。
And when we don't keep current with one another, we give the devil, he says in verse 27, we give an opportunity to the devil to divide us.
这就是我们如果不及时处理的话，我们就是给撒旦这个机会来攻击教会。
The third rule of biblical communication in Ephesians 4 is attack the problem, not the person.
第三个方法就是要对事不对人。
We see this in verse 29. Paul says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Paul's just saying here, pretty simply, avoid unwholesome words that proceed from your mouth.
保罗就是要强调我们不可以讲一些不好的话，
i.e. attacking a person's character.
来攻击一个人的个性、特性。
Tearing an individual down.
我们随时要。
Instead, Paul says here that we are to attack the problem.
我们要针对问题的所在。
To zero in on the conflict and be solution oriented.
有不同的事情的时候，不同的意见的时候，我们要用解决的方案来，不要对人，不是对人来讨论解决的方案。
And the last rule we'll look at this morning is in the last two verses of chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. And the principle that Paul gives us is to act, don't react. He writes in verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and slander be put away from you, along with all malice, but be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
最后一点就是讲我们要行动而不是要冲动，这是在第四章三十一节三十二节，保罗说一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督耶稣里饶恕了你们一样。
Says act, don't react.
Yeah, 我们要自己主动的采取行动。
Paul gives us a list of sinful reactions in our communication with one another.
保罗告诉我们一些例子是不是很好的的是一些冲动的反应，不是行。
He says we need to be careful in verse 31 to react with bitterness.
所以他。在里面讲的就是苦毒。
Reacting, treating another person with deep resentment.
恼恨。
He says we need to be careful in verse 31 of reacting to people in wrath.
另外我们不应该有的就是愤怒。
Wrath is the flaring outburst of anger. Just
就是大声的大怒，对人很愤怒的大声的愤怒。
We need to be careful of responding or reacting to one another out of anger.
我们要必须要很小心，不要用愤怒来对待我们的弟兄姐妹。
Anger is kind of like settled indignation, just set in anger and hostility.
愤怒就是会造成一些很怨恨。
Some would call this the slow burn.
一种慢性的。
We are not to react to one another with clamor.
我们也不应该对人家有这种不好的。
Clamor is harsh correction and strife.
愤怒就是对人很严格的批评。
And lastly, he says at the end of verse 31, slander, which we already talked about.
最后我们刚才已经讲到了，就是谗言的人，说谗言的人。
Speech that injures, attacks, or is abusive.
说谗言就是去攻击一些弟兄姐妹。
And lastly, the last description in verse 31 is malice.
最后就是讲到这些恶意的。
We're not to respond to each other with malice.
互相用恶意的攻击。
That is a desire to see someone else suffer.
很看到另外对方能够受到不好的影响。
And instead of those reactions, Paul says, don't react like that. Let me tell you how to act in your communication.
我们保罗告诉我们，我们不要用这些冲动的行为，但是我们应该要怎么样来采取主动的行为呢？
He says, put off the sinful reactions and put on the right actions in your communication.
保罗就是说，我们要把这些冲动的、这些不好的，把它远离这些，然后我们应该要接近应该有的反应。
And he gives those to us in verse 32.
那就是第32节。
He says, act in kindness to one another.
以恩慈相待。
Kindness just means helpful, courteous.
就是比较帮忙帮助的。
He says, be tender-hearted to one another.
每一个人都对每一个人以自己很爱心相待。
Means act compassionate and with sympathy to one another.
有存怜悯的心。
And then lastly, he says, forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕。
Give up the right to claim revenge, hold a grudge, or get even.
不要把这些事情一直存在心里，把不好的事情存在心里。
Good relationships are not built because of an absence of problems.
我们建立彼此之间的关系不是说因为我们之间没有问题。
Nobody is immune from problems or conflict.
没有一个人能够不会有问题，没有问题，没有这些不好的。
But solid and lasting relationships can be built on those who build their lives on the Word of God.
长久的好的关系是要靠我们建立在神的话语上面。
It takes effort.
需要花很大的努力。
But we can do it.
但是我们可以做到。
We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
靠神我们能一切的事情都能。
As we weld ourselves to Christ, Christ will empower us to apply these principles in our church.
我们如果能够跟焊接跟到神的话语，我们就可以做这些事情，就向神做到这些。
Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word that instructs us and reminds us with these encouraging truths that we are one in Christ. That we have this deep,
亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们这些话语，让我们能够学习在教会的合一。
Lord, help us to be on guard against the threats and the schemes of the devil.
请你帮我们随时警惕我们自己，防止撒旦的攻击。
And God, help us to practice Christ-like character so that we will maintain the unity in this church.
请你帮我们像更像你，能够保持教会的合一。
Help us in this, we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
以上祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen.